U.S. Senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand announced Wednesday that a dozen flooded upstate counties will receive $5 million in federal aid for road and infrastructure repair via the Federal Highway Administration's Quick Release Emergency Relief Program. Additional federal funds will be used in those counties for which Governor Andrew Cuomo requested a federal disaster declaration, including Delaware, Herkimer, Montgomery, Oneida, and Warren.
There was a problem. There was an issue. It got tricky because the federal government normally does the disaster assistance, the emergency assistance. They denied it. What could we do? And we came together and we've come up with a response.
Cuomo was in western New York on Tuesday to explain the Mohawk Valley and 2013 Upstate Flood Recovery Program, which will provide $16 million in state money to help residents and small businesses rebuild.
Flooding is much worse than people think. You know, when you hear about a flood, you think it's water and the water comes in and then the water leaves and you dry and it's going to be okay. It's actually much more difficult than that. It does much more damage. It's weeks and weeks of work. And it destroys lives with it. You know, it's a home is not just a physical structure. It's where you have the memories. It's where you have the pictures. And you can have all of that gone, literally, in a matter of minutes.
Under the flood recovery program, homeowners and renters can qualify for up to $31,900 to replace or repair damaged property. Farmers and small businesses that suffered losses qualify for up to $50,000. New York State will continue to accept claims for storm damage until the end of August. Cuomo again paid credence to climate change.
The oceans are getting warmer. That's a fact. The warmer oceans generate extreme weather patterns. That's a fact. And we're dealing with it.
Assemblyman Pete Lopez, a Republican from the 102nd District, is pressing on with his Schoharie County-based Flood Resiliency Initiative.
The focus is to begin a thorough analysis of the flood impacts and to look at proposed mitigation that will then become part of a public process of strengthening flood resiliency in the entire county. It's going to be an emotional issue, I have to tell you. They'll talk about, you know, potential dredging. They'll talk about using areas for water retention, for flood, allow floodplains to work. They'll focus on zoning and construction requirements and standards. But it has to be a public process, something that people can own. So our goal is to bring some experts in to analyze the area, come up with recommendations, and then we make it a very public process, but a very necessary process for strengthening the community from future flood events.
Also this week, Cuomo announced that $200 million is available to fund requests from healthcare and human service providers and other community-based organizations following the impact of Superstorm Sandy. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.